One night he was coon hunting and the dogs treat a bobcat.
Right. And
he was a way back over there by himself and had to climb a mountain almost straight up, carrying that bobcat and his gun, and his light.
Bobcat's pretty rare, isn't it?
Well, there's quite a few in this area.
How big do they get?
25-30 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard that wild turkey, I read someplace that wild turkey are coming back.
There's quite a few of those here, yes.
Do they hunt for them?
Yes.
I thought...
The season's open now.
I thought that I heard the lady yesterday say... woods are full of turkey.
Turkey hunters. Uh-huh. Probably more hunters than there are turkeys. They're hard to kill. Because they're just pretty smart birds and can see and hear.
They hide out?
Yes. Uh-huh. They try to call them up to them and they'll slip up and stick their head up out of a brushy clump of shrubs or weeds and just look around a little, and if you move, he's gone.
So, in Mississippi, they don't have any turkeys left over there at this area near Greenwood. And he had a gadget that he used to call turkeys with.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbed two things mm-hmm. together, two sticks of wood, and it really made quite a racket.
Yes. There's some of the boys around here that make you think it was a hen turkey yelping.
something too. Just doing it right so mm-hmm. that it sounds. This old fellow was 88 years old, I think. 88 or 89. Very spry. And he could just operate that gadget. Nothing. Did you as a boy ever call all the things that went after your chickens, varmints?
Yes.
Was that ever applied to people in a joking way? Or was that pretty serious?
If they got somewhat of a renegade or outlaw, they called them a varmint.
Varmint. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of woodpeckers, did you ever hear them called peckerwoods?
Yes.
Which way would be more common?
It's about equal up.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And how about people? Would you ever call them peckerwoods?
Yes.
And again, is that kind of a joke or?
Yes, more or less. Just a hard-headed guy, really.
I see. Sort of like a Georgia cracker. It's
yeah.
Kind of a joke. Well, if we could go back to weather here for a second. Different. An east wind would mean rain. Would a north wind mean anything special?
Just cold.
Cold.
Mm-hmm.
West and the south.
Usually the south wind was almost as bad as east wind for rain.
Rain.
The south and southeast. If it began to get out of the southwest and the west, well, then I think it'd be dry for a few days.
I suppose because of the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
How about different kinds of rain? real light, something just to settle the dust?
Just sprinkled.
And a heavier...
Be a toad stringer or a gully washer.
I was interested in that. Toad stringer I'd never heard before. gully washer
yeah.
I've heard. Toad stringer.
Leaf mover.
Uh-huh. How about, that's a pretty hard rain, right?
Yes.
Anything between a sprinkle and a gully washer?